From the Carter Subaru Studios, this is the G and Ursula Show with G. Scott and Ursula Voitine.
It is Fresh Fridays here on the G and Ursula Show. Good morning to you, Ursula.
Good morning, G. Happy Fresh Friday to all of you. Coming up at 10:30, got a question for you, and you need to participate so we can have a great conversation coming up. And that is, what city have you lived in or you think you want to live in that you think is one of the best places to live in the United States? And why? Hey, if you could, yeah. So think about your answer. Don't share it just yet.
I won't, but I was just there on Wednesday.
Okay, so what would that be? There is one city and one city only that made the list this time around.
Okay.
In the state of Washington. Mm-hmm. But it made us think, what kind of hidden gems are there? Is there a place, like a secret place that you think, why isn't this place on the list of best places to live? Mickey Gomez is actually going to join us for that conversation coming up at 10:30.
Okay.
Text us on the Muckleshoot Casino Resort text line, 888-973-5476, 888-973-CHIRO.
What's new at 10?
So I got this Facebook message yesterday from a friend who was a retired Kitsap County Sheriff's deputy, and he wanted to make sure that I saw this body cam video of a deputy who rescued a young kid who was the subject of an Amber Alert recently. Mm-hmm. So he told me he was really, really proud of how Deputy Josh Buonvino handled the situation. And gee, I got to tell you, after watching the video, mm-hmm. I shared it with you guys because I totally agree. And I think it's important to share with all of our listeners.
No doubt.
So this body cam video shows Deputy Buonvino approaching the missing boy's mother, Shannon Isbell, who does not have custody of the child. Mm-hmm. So he apparently had a run-in with her 2 weeks ago, but she wasn't doing anything illegal, so nothing happened then. But once that Amber Alert went out, even though Buonvino was off duty, he decided to follow his instincts and he returned to where he once spotted her. So we got a little bit of body cam video sound right now.
Hey, Shannon.
How are you?
Good. And I'm X-ray 77. I'll be out with Shannon.
Come on out of the car, Shannon.
Okay.
No. Stop.
So that's her trying
to
drive
off.
Turn it off.
Shannon, turn it off. Get out of the car.
Please,
put it in park. Put it in park. You're going to crash.
Please don't.
Hold the air. Come out of the car.
Please, my baby.
Keep your hand. I'm trying to protect you. Get out
please
of the car.
Please, my baby.
Okay, come on. Your hands behind your back.
So he was able to grab the car shifter and then he made the car stall. And the whole time, I mean, if you just listen to his voice, he's trying to stay really calm. And he was able to take her into custody and he made sure that the child who was with her was safe.
Hi. Your daddy. Okay. Oh, sweet boy. No, come here. I got you. You're okay. Oh. It's okay, buddy. I got you.
I mean, the whole thing, I got goosebumps there just listening to it again. The whole thing is so sad. I don't know all the details of what happened with the mom, but she was taken to the Kitsap County Jail. She's facing kidnapping and burglary charges. But I just so appreciate how that deputy, who happened to be off duty, mm-hmm. again, but heard the Amber Alert go out and just by instinct thought, I'm going to go back to where I saw her before. And sure enough, she was there.
Josh Buonvino? How do you pronounce it?
Buonvino.
Josh Buonvino. The reason why I want to keep saying his name is because I hope and I want to see huge rewards. I want to see his picture plastered over everywhere. I want many of us to talk about Josh, and this is what it's about.
I'm going to guess he does not want that.
Probably not, but I am today. And it's probably, and by the way, most law enforcement are like this. Most law enforcement just don't get caught on camera doing incredible things on a daily basis.
And we don't do enough of a good job trying to highlight when they do a good job.
And this is an amazing job. The way he goes from, you know, he was patient with the mom in this situation, and then just to hear him be human in that moment when he grabs the little boy and he says, "I got you, sweet boy." Right? I just want to
say thank you, Deputy Buonvino.
Thank you, Josh, for what you do. I'm sure that this is probably who you are on a daily basis, and just so happened that the cameras caught you in a moment to make us talk about it. I appreciate this moment, and that was an awesome story to hear.
Okay, a not-so-awesome story. It comes from another listener, and you wanted to make sure that we talked about this, because listener Catherine texted us, said, hey, she lives up there in Bellingham, which just so happened we were talking about places that are hidden gems or places that you would love to live. And our Paul Holden said, Bellingham.
Yeah, I loved going up there. My best buddy, he is a Western Washington graduate. That's where he went to college. And it was actually one of my first real trips to Washington was to actually go up and experience Bellingham. And I think Bellingham kind of shows off a lot of the cool stuff that Washington has.
So Bellingham also is being discovered like so many other areas, and prices are up. Housing prices are going up in Whatcom County, and now Washington has become the third most expensive state to live in the country. So this story comes from the Bellingham Herald. A local broker with Windermere up there in Bellingham said that Whatcom County's median sold price in March was $620,000, which is an 8% increase compared with February. So, I mean, it's just like going up this year alone and then a nearly 11% increase compared to this time last year.
And the median household, I mean, median income up there is roughly around $80,000. Hey, Ursula.
Yeah, so who's going to afford that?
That's what I'm saying. So then if you can't buy right then, you're going to be forced to rent, right? And rent is going to obviously go up. And so here we are in a situation where you're talking about Whatcom County. Now, the thing is about Whatcom County, every time I go up to Whatcom County, I have a good time. I spend a lot of time in over there close to, I go to Skagit, but Whatcom up there, we got Bellingham and all those good places. But it's just so happened that my man Paul brought up Bellingham being a place, and someone else on the text line brought up Bellingham as being a great place to live. So I guess the secret is out. The secret is out.
No longer secret.
Bellingham is becoming the destination. And I know there's somebody listening right now like, shh, don't tell anyone. Oh, it's out there right now. Whatcom County is already increasing housing. So
People are just having to go further and further. If you work in the Seattle area, you're just having to go further north and further south. And I'm guessing I know that with the pandemic and people not having to work in buildings for a couple of years, people were going further and further out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, unfortunately, with people having to come back into work, some of them are further out, which makes for a very long commute.
So you live in the heart of Seattle, okay?
I do.
Now, I'll ask this, even though in the next segment we're going to be talking about specific places to live. If you and Long Live Mark had to, right? Like, let's just say you had to leave the city. Check this out. Would you rather live further north, further south, or further east?
It used to be always further north.
Okay.
But I am discovering that further south and further west there are some gems. Remember I told you I spent some time in Auburn, Bonnie Lake?
Sure, sure.
Down south, Renton. I mean, there are great places that I never would have thought of. Des Moines is one of the places that I think that is a gem that I think people discounted as, too close to the airport, too much air pollution, whatever. And it actually is gorgeous. There's so many gorgeous neighborhoods. But when I spent time, and I'm going to talk about that coming up in the next segment.
Okay.
A new place came up as a potential place that we could retire or at least have a home in our retirement. And
wow.
It was during a recent trip.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll talk about that coming up, but it's not so secret anymore.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So do you, I mean, what is yours? Well, don't say, because I want to save it for 10:30.
Yeah, we'll save it for 10:30. Well, one more thing before we go from this, because now people that live in Bellingham, Rena in Bellingham, is actually texting in and talking about it. And she brings up, like, hey, Bellingham right now is no different than Seattle, talking about the...
They have some issues,
the issues.
Yes, more crime, more homelessness.
But now, sometimes I feel like when... First of all, every place has its issues, right? Yes. I mean, no doubt about it. Drugs are a problem in a lot of places. And Paul and I talked about this. I know we think that drugs are a real problem in, quote, inner cities. I'm here to tell you, drugs are worse in rural America than they are in inner cities. I just want to just tell you that. But Ursula, sometimes do you think that when we have these discussions like, hey, Bellingham, it's turning into this and it's turning into that, but... So what happens? Why does home prices keep increasing if Bellingham or if Seattle and all these places are that? Why do the prices keep increasing?
Because the pros outweigh the cons. So even when you're talking about crime or you're talking about drugs, you're also talking about some of the most incredibly beautiful scenery. You're talking about places that have breathtaking views. You're talking about places that have walkable communities. You're talking about places that have endless opportunities to do things outdoors.
Sure.
And so those things outweigh the negatives. And yeah, every place has their negatives. I think Bellingham associates these crime problems or these drug problems or the homelessness. Those are Seattle problems that are migrating north in their minds. But so many cities are
no doubt.
Are dealing
before
with
before we move
that.
On to the next story, we forgot to tell people that Medved wouldn't be on today.
Yes, I know he's traveling today.
He's traveling today.
Yes.
He will be back on next Friday. Just letting you guys know, we apologize. My man was traveling. He can travel, can't he?
Well, and he was gone last week, too. So So we have two Fridays in a row. And we're going to try to get him on. It's harder now that he's not in the building and he doesn't work in the building anymore. So we're going to continue to try to get him on as often as possible. But it might not be every single Friday.
Great.
Okay, with just a little amount of time that we have left, question for you. Because I think most of us have a favorite fast food place, if we're going to be honest. So did yours make the list of the best in the U.S.?
World-famous travel guide Fodor put out their list of the best fast food joints in the country. At the top is a place you probably never heard of. It's Culver's. Apparently, they have a fabulous butter burger and delectable cheese curds. In second place is famous restaurateur Danny Meyer's Shake Shack. And the perennial favorite of most fast food lists, In-N-Out Burger, was third. McDonald's and Burger King didn't make the cut. Cooper Lawrence, CBS News.
Okay. What makes the cut in your book? Fast food. And I know it's not good for you and you shouldn't have it on your list.
The number one fast food place of all time in the world is McDonald's. And I'll tell you why. McDonald's is like your spouse. Yeah, sure. There might be somebody better looking than your spouse. There might be someone that's taller, looks better, has more money, and all those things. But you know what you get with your spouse. You know every single time that you pull up to that McDonald's, that smell is nostalgic. You can think about your first date with your spouse. The fries are going to be amazing. You know what you get every time. Now, Culver's, it's incredible. Oh, I'm not going to lie. I've been there. Incredible. I mean, it's really good, Ursula, no doubt. But McDonald's don't love you. I mean, excuse me, Culver's doesn't love you the way McDonald's does.
People would argue that McDonald's doesn't love you.
Yes,
it
does.
At your waistline.
It does.
The ice cream machine doesn't work. What is it about McDonald's Diet Coke, though, that tastes different from everyone else's?
They
Diet
do
Coke?
A different formula. I found they apparently, when they get their syrups in, they do something differently versus other restaurants. That's why that's why soft drinks taste differently at McDonald's. They have a different process with the syrups.
They always have it right, and I don't want to say this, but I should stop. I need to wean myself from that. Text us, 888-973-5476, 888-973-CHIRO. What didn't make the list? I know there are going to be a lot of people say Dick's Burgers.
On the national, well, I'm from Chicago. So, again, Culver's right there, Greg, in Las Vegas, you know, in the Midwest is a deal, right? It's a thing.
See, but, you know, if I could mix and match, I would say Burger King's burger and McDonald's fries.
Fair.
Interesting.
That's fair.
I'm an In-N-Out guy for sure. I saw G wince a little
overrated.
Bit. I'm definitely an In-N-Out guy. But I think one, and I don't know if it always falls in this, Chipotle. If it falls as a fast food, like, I'm a Chipotle fiend. Like, yeah. I get the year recap, and it's like, hey, you're in the 1% of people that eat Chipotle.
No, you know why I don't like Chipotle? I'm tired of fighting with them.
Oh, no.
I don't want to, hey, can you put a little bit more rice? Or, hey, can I have more of this? I'm tired. Just give me a good portion. Either that or make it an option. 25 cents more or 50 cents more to get, okay, give me that. I'm sick and tired of fighting with y'all. You don't fight with Five Guys about the blessings you get in the bag with the French fries. No. And by the way, I'm just back to McDonald's. When you've had a car full of kids, Ursula,
yes,
and nobody,
okay.
I want this. I yes. want that. And finally,
you can cover it all in McDonald's. Yeah, that's true.
My God. You default to McDonald's.
Yeah.
Five Guys is my overrated one. That's what I would say. I think Five Guys is overrated.
Oh, my gosh. And I think Five Guys is number one on my list if I could do drive-thru.
It's good.
Yeah. Nick, what you got, brother?
The In-N-Out fries, I got to say, are pretty overrated. But there was a local place around here. I don't know if it's still open. Herphy's Burgers, if you've ever been there. Memory unlocked for Ursula over there.
That
was a fantastic place growing up. Great burgers.
But, let me ask this then. What fast food place have you all been to the most in your lifetime?
Easily Chipotle.
Easily McDonald's.
You've been to Chipotle more than McDonald's in your life.
Yeah, actually, there was a long period of time I didn't go to a lot of those restaurants.
I'm questioning your childhood.
I had a Chipotle right up the street from the high school.
Bro, you didn't get Happy Meals as a kid?
Oh, yeah, but I still think I've been to Chipotle more now. I don't think I can. Like, I love Chipotle.
Nick, where you been more?
It's a toss-up between Taco Bell or Burger King. If you combine the two, maybe it matches McDonald's.
Okay, and for me, it used to always be Taco Time, but somehow Taco Bell snuck in there.
Yo, your boy can't do Taco Bell no more.
Okay. That's right. The bubbly stomach.
You get past a certain age, man. You just can't do it. I miss it. All right, coming up, Mickey Gomez is going to join us to talk about hidden gems in the state of Washington. What is one place that you say, that's my place right there? What gem is that? We'll talk about that next. Gene Ursula.
This hour of the G and Ursula Show is brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors.
Welcome back to the G and Ursula Show on this fresh Friday, and we are just dreaming of great places to live if you're thinking of places outside of where you currently are.
Yeah.
And the question is, what city would you say is the best place to live in the U.S.? And according to the latest list by Money, Camas, Washington, near Vancouver, is the only one in our state to make the cut. And I know, Mickey Gomez, you took a look at this, and then we started talking about what are some of the hidden gems.
Yeah.
So this list, are you familiar with the list?
I'm not familiar with a lot of places on it, like Camas or Eugene, but I know that I've been near those areas.
Yes.
And I know that my daughter is a big Ducks fan, and I just found this out. And so she's very familiar with Eugene online, and she's always sending me pics and videos. And she's like, Mom, we've got to go tour Eugene this summer. I've got to figure out if that's going to be my university at 12 years old.
As someone who graduated from the University of Oregon and lived in Eugene for 10 years.
Oh, my God. Gigi is going to be enamored with you.
I will say it is a great place. I don't know that I would have put it on the best places to live in the U.S., but let's talk about some of the ones that you looked into.
Yeah. So some of the ones that I did look into. So Cape Horn, this is, Beacon Rock State Park, all those areas around there.
What? In where? Where?
Washington.
Okay.
Yeah, this is here in Washington. I know that those are somebody near Vancouver. You've got Camas, which is right there along the Columbia River. It's just east of Vancouver.
That's right.
I go to Vancouver a lot because of the tournaments and things like that. I I don't know if it's the best place in the world to live, but I think that it's very quaint. I know it's been around since 1886. There's a lot of old versus new. So very interesting.
What makes a place livable to you? What is your definition of a great place to live?
There you go. I need a walkable area, an area where there's a town area where there's traffic and there's people walking around in different cafes. There's some good restaurant. Mandatory. Gotta have some good restaurants there.
And
right?
Also good nightlife.
And sure. You're right. For me personally, I don't need 1-2 in the morning. Yeah. I don't need that.
I'm okay if it closes down, if the downtown closes at 9 o'clock. I'm okay with that. Camas apparently has everything, G, that you're talking about. It's got the arts, it's got the outdoor dining, it's got the downtown, a little bit of traffic, some breakfast places.
I've been to Camas.
Yeah.
And if they call it a charming downtown. So money looked at basically the livability factors, including affordability, good schools, strong job markets, and then this is a much more subjective one, places with a palpable spirit. So that's why Camas, Washington made the cut, as did Eugene.
So, what do I need? Yeah. I also need a place where it's a little bit more, if you will, like, if I dress up, I don't want to walk in and everybody's like, "You see what he's wearing, right?" Mm-hmm. I want to go somewhere that's like, "Yeah, we're wearing, we're some of the same things, right?"
Yeah,
I don't want that
probably
feeling.
I want
diversity. I need people who look like me. Does that make sense?
Of course.
I don't want people looking at me because I look different.
Yeah. I'm in Washington State.
Yeah.
I've already pretty much, it's Washington State. There's 2-3% black folks here. I understand. I'm kind of used to that.
Yeah.
So here's my number one place.
So what is your
place? I was just there on Wednesday. I'm back to Kirkland, y'all.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I was
in Kirkland the other day. I was right there on Market Street, and I was walking down the street. I had my coffee in my hand. It was beautiful. I walked down to the water. They got the restaurants and everything. It's Kirkland, Washington for me.
It's Wenatchee for me.
Okay, so what is it with Wenatchee for you?
You've got the lake. You've got the river. You've got really good Mexican restaurants, in Wenatchee. You've got Leavenworth close, because for the kids, whenever they want to get out, have fun. And I just love that whole entire area. So for me, it's Wenatchee.
So I have a new one.
Uh-oh.
And a few of
write
our
this
listeners,
down, y'all.
A few of our listeners guessed it already.
Oh, okay.
And
what do you
got? A few of our listeners are trying to discourage me from moving there. But Squim, Washington.
Yes. My aunt lives, well, she's not really my aunt. She's my best friend's aunt. So we call her Aunt Esther. She just bought a house in Squim.
Never would. Well, a lot of people are buying.
Yes.
A lot of retirees are going
to Squim.
Okay.
Let me hear
so.
Sell me.
It is known as the lavender capital of North America. Mm-hmm. It is absolute paradise.
Okay.
The area is surrounded by stunning landscapes.
Okay.
The Olympic Mountains, Strait of Juan de Fuca. If you want to hike on beautiful trails, you've got them. If you want to go cycling on the Discovery Bike Path, you've got it there. If you want to go kayaking, you can do that too. Port Townsend and Port Angeles, two of my favorite towns, not that far away. Here's the big seller, though.
Okay.
The weather is great because Squim is in the rain shadow with the Olympics right there.
Okay.
So I looked it up. It averages at least 300 days with at least some sunshine and only gets less than 16 inches of rain a year on average. Have I sold you?
Well, wait. I asked you to sell me.
Uh-huh.
And what was the first three? Go back to your notes. What was the first three thing you said? You said you can go hiking?
Hiking.
You said kayaking.
Kayaking.
And what else? And biking?
Yes.
And you thought that those three things would sell me. Matter of fact, they ain't even sold you.
When's
the last time you went kayaking? When's the last time you went hiking?
Last summer.
When's the last time you went biking?
Last summer at Lake Chelan. Zip it.
No, you sold.
G's so convinced that he made such a good point that he walked out of the studio.
Yeah. No, I love going there. And I'll tell you why. There is a VRBO that we like to go to in the Olympic Mountains. We have to go through Squim. We stop in Squim. Here's why I might not choose Squim, though.
Oh.
Hard to get to. It is not easy.
It is a bit of a trek.
Not a lot of people. Right.
But you're not that far. Even, you know, if you need big city and you want to go back to Seattle, it's doable within a couple of hours.
Now,
and then you get to do a ferry. Okay. That all said, I was going to talk about how welcoming people are.
Yeah.
But I think it was Jason in Poulsbo, I want to say, who said, stay out of Kitsap and Jefferson counties. Although this is clown kind of they're talking about, right? It's dirty and dark and full up already. We already have to deal with regular Bigfoot attacks being too close to the Olympic National Park. Definitely don't want to be over there. I love that whole west
side. Is that why Long Live Mark wants to go over there? Bigfoot and them?
That would be a plus. Possibility of encountering Bigfoot.
That's what I'm saying. But you told me about something, and I had a friend of mine tell me the other day.
Yeah.
There's one place that is, I heard, is the place of the places right now.
Chelan.
Woodinville.
Oh, yeah. No.
You told me.
Yeah, it's very cute.
Everybody's telling me about Woodinville. Yeah. I need to get out there. So I'm thinking I'm going to spend a lot of time in Kirkland and in Woodinville coming up.
All right.
But that Kirkland boy.
Oh, my gosh. Now look.
What?
I got all these people wanting to move to Squim.
No. You could be the ambassador, the Squim ambassador.
Thank you, Mickey. Appreciate
you're
it,
you're welcome.
Friend. All right. We're going to be doing scenarios next, but Ursula, the kayaking, huh? Yeah, kayaking. And,
you know,
and
you don't know me well enough.
Because
when I go to Chelan, I take the kayak out at least once. You do.
Fair. I know you more than a lot of people.
That is true.
I talk to you 3 hours a day every day.
That's so true. I'm busted. It's been a while since I've gone on a long hike.
Okay, it's time to do scenarios next. G and Ursula.
Scenarios is brought to you by 1-800-DUI-AWAY.
Oh, man, I tell you what. Nick's in rare form today.
I'm just feeling today, man.
People are texting in and saying they love the music transitions all morning
It's
long.
All for them, baby. It's all for the listeners.
I know.
Nick, you really are good at this. Like, seriously. Like,
critical part of our show.
Such a critical
synergy's
part.
A big part too. We're a good team.
Yes,
let's get it.
By the way, my sister Honey just texted in.
What she
said? How did you overlook Edmonds and Great Places to Be? True, but Edmonds has already been discovered. Edmonds has no shortage of people wanting to go to Edmonds.
Don't take this as disrespect, Edmonds. Okay,
I love Edmonds.
It's a nice place to go. I just don't feel as comfortable in Edmonds.
Oh, you don't feel as welcomed?
No.
I think they're trying.
No, it's not that because one could say Edmonds is similar
it's
to
very
Kirkland.
Similar to Kirkland.
Right, right. Yeah. So don't take it. Let me reword that. I just feel better in Kirkland than I do Edmonds.
I think Kirkland's fancier. You like some of that
fancy stuff. Yeah. All right, let's get into scenarios.
Here we go, yo. So what's the scenario?
All right. My friend hooked me up with a good-looking guy a few months ago, and I owe her for it. This guy is terrific, Ursula. He treats me well. His father owns several restaurants, and he is set to inherit the family business, which is fantastic, right? Not only is he a great guy, but he also has a financial future. Oh, yeah, I love that. Now, here's the only problem. He's soft. I mean, he's pampered and not willing to do things that normal guys do. We were out on a late night date and had a flat tire. It's not hard to change a tire, but instead of rolling up his sleeves and changing it himself, he called roadside assistance. I kept saying it was just a flat tire and even offered to change it for him. He kept saying the truck would be here soon. Then finally he admitted he didn't know how to change a tire. Can you believe that? So I did it. I got out and I changed the tire. He canceled roadside assistance and we got home 3 hours after the flat. He's grown and has never done anything like a regular guy. He seems perfect in many ways, but I don't know if I can handle a man who can't handle basic stuff like that. Am I being too picky? 888-973-5476 is the Muckleshoot Casino Resort text line. My good friend Ursula, you're up the bat first.
Not only are you being too picky, but you're also sounding extremely shallow. Everything the letter started with, he's a really good-looking guy. Did I tell you how much money he has? He has a lot of money, and he has a lot of money. Oh, but he doesn't know how to change a tire. You know, that is something that can be learned. A lot of people don't know how to change tires. Quite frankly, I have AAA membership because I can't change my own tire. Does that make me less worthy? I mean, she wants he's not a manly man because he doesn't know how to change a tire. That's something that can be learned. If that's the most important thing to you, it sounds like you're shallow. I think she needs an attitude adjustment.
Yeah. You know, I feel like whoever wrote that in, they're talking about me.
I was going to say, do you know how to change a tire? Are you going to...
This is payback from the last segment.
Sure is. Hold up. I know. Do you know how to use a hammer? You're going to call me out on never kayaking when I actually did last summer once.
Oh, let's move on. All right, Paul, what you got, brother?
I think you're being a little too harsh here, especially if you know how to change a tire. I think there are certain things that anybody should be able to do, and I don't think changing a tire has to be there. It doesn't have to be just guy things. Everyone's got their strengths. Everyone's got their weaknesses. The best part about working in a partnership is that you can be able to do things that your partner doesn't like, or your partner can do things that you don't like. I handle a lot of the cooking and mowing the lawn at home. My fiance does a lot of the laundry and the other type of stuff. There's certain areas of expertise that I think you can get there. I think she's being a bit too critical.
That's shallow.
We pay for insurance anyway. You know, if you might as well use that roadside insurance if you got it. I don't think you're any less of a good partner or a good guy if you don't know how to change a tire.
I mean,
it's something that you learn, too.
I want to tell you guys how I grew up before I get to you, Nick. I grew up with my dad, right? And my dad got his manicures every 2 weeks. We went to the barbershop once a week. I've never seen my dad cut the grass ever in my life. I've never seen that. I've never seen my dad fix anything ever. So as a kid, I didn't learn anything. I'm not handy at all, right? But my father, back then, when I was a kid, would say, hey, you got to keep the economy going. And you do that by
You know who to call.
And it's okay, champ, if you don't do these things, but just make sure that you're able and willing to have someone else and hire someone else to be able to do the things that you can do.
Yeah.
It's okay. So when I was broke in relationships before, I just couldn't afford to get it done, and I was just a lazy dude that just did nothing. Nick, what do you got?
Well, full disclosure, if I'm finding a partner who's got good family with good standing on their business and they have a good head on their shoulders, I'm all for it. I'm not going to judge their level of manliness or whatever you want to call it. I would move on with him because it seems like you don't deserve him if you're going to give up the future over being able to change a tire or something like that. So the guy doesn't hit the garage or the tool shed a lot. You know what? Double standard here. I won't judge any ladies who, you know, don't do any of those cliche things if she's going to go that way.
Yeah.
Ursula,
by the way, Joe in the 253 says, dump him. Any man worth his salt should know how to do the very basic nuts and bolts. And then Joe goes on to say, step one, loosen the lug nuts. Step two, lift the car.
Joe knows.
And then, wait, but Joe... Your name's Joe. Have you ever met a Joe that's not handy? No. All Joes know how to, right? Come on.
As much as I think this woman is shallow who wrote that, yeah. I will say this. Uh-huh. I find it very attractive when you know. When a guy knows how to, you know, work with tools and all that, because I don't.
My wife is the one that fixes things in the house if it doesn't get, you know. My wife fixes, she's like really good. Paul, I can't do nothing, bruh.
I think, and there's nothing wrong with that. You and you do things that she doesn't like to do or isn't good at, no, and that's why it works. You work well together.
Yes, exactly. You are really good at the phone, and you know exactly who to call.
Come on now. Agree to disagree. Comes up next. Jen Ursula. I can take you to the moon.